This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say around 100 civilians still remain trapped at the huge Azovstal steel mill in Mariupol, despite early reports that all have been evacuated. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma has the story.
Donetsk's regional governor says those left behind are the civilians that the Russians have not selected. He adds how and based on what criteria they take people out of the plant is something only the occupiers know. He explains everyone in Mariupol de facto is held hostage by the Russians, who are constantly changing the conditions of the evacuation, while an advisor to the Mariupol mayor says civilians are still trapped at Azovstal. That is the last pocket of resistance in the embattled port city. Scores of them have been evacuated in recent days in a joint effort by Ukrainian authorities and other groups. I'm Charles Ledesma.
More than 8 million people are estimated to have been displaced within Ukraine by Russia's war, having fled their homes but stayed inside the country, the United Nations said Tuesday. This is in addition to the more than 5.9 million Ukrainians who have left Ukraine entirely since Russian forces invaded on February 24th. The figure for the number of internally displaced persons as of May 3rd, issued by the UN's International Organization for Migration, is up from the 7.7 million the IOM gave us on April 17. Quote, the needs of those internally displaced and all affected by the war in Ukraine are growing by the hour, said the IOM Director General, adding that almost half of the internally displaced persons, more than 3.9 million people, have fled their homes in the eastern region of Ukraine, where Russia is now concentrating their assault. This is VOA News. The White House announced Tuesday the U.S. will co-host the second global COVID-19 summit this Thursday, designed to continue to fight against the pandemic at a time when many nations increasingly are focused on other problems. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The White House says, like the first global COVID-19 summit held in September, Thursday's meeting will be a virtual gathering, co-hosted by Belize, Germany, Indonesia, and Senegal, and is aimed at reinvigorating the global response to the pandemic, making sure the poor and most vulnerable are vaccinated, and preventing future pandemics. But it comes as what global health officials call COVID fatigue has set in among world leaders, who are now focused on other crises, such as the war in Ukraine and its economic repercussions. The drive to vaccinate the world is losing steam, and testing numbers have plummeted around the globe, making new outbreaks and variants more difficult to monitor. Summit participants will focus on getting more vaccines, tests, and treatments, and the world's wealthy nations will be asked to once again step up financially. U.S. President Joe Biden's request to Congress for $22.5 billion in emergency COVID aid funding, including $5 billion for the global pandemic, has stalled. A compromise proposal for $10 billion in emergency aid includes no money for the global pandemic response. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, with chains around his ankles, pleaded not guilty on Tuesday to U.S. drug and weapons charges in Manhattan federal court, while his lawyer complained of quote-unquote prisoner of war conditions in jail. U.S. prosecutors have accused Hernandez, a former U.S. ally, of receiving millions of dollars from drug traffickers in exchange for protection from arrest while leading Honduras from 2014 until January of this year. Hernandez used the money to enrich himself and finance his political campaigns, prosecutors say. Electronic Arts said on Tuesday it was ending a nearly three-decade partnership with World Soccer governing body FIFA, pulling the plug on one of the world's most successful video game franchises that has raked in billions of dollars in sales. Months of tense negotiations between EA and FIFA ended without an agreement to extend a partnership, according to the New York Times. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials say around 100 civilians still remain trapped at the huge Azovstal steel mill in Mariupol, despite early reports that they'd all been evacuated. And it comes with news that more than 8 million people are estimated to have been displaced within Ukraine by Russia's war, having fled their homes but stayed inside the country. That's in addition to the more than 5.9 million who have left entirely. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent. We've been knocking at your doors, so relax and let's have a good time. And today, the African beat will start from Rwanda. Mani Martin, Baba Ninani, Where Is My Father? And right after that, Patricia Medley by Jeneba Kuruma, popularly known as Lady J of Sierra Leone, and Mwa Baby by Flavor of Nigeria. But right now, let's start off with this great guy from Rwanda, Mani Martin, in Baba Ninani, Where Is My Father?
Ah, bari yako mama. Tele ili uninusuru na njaa nikapata lishe malezi na mavazi kwa jasho lako mama nilielimika ulilinda na maradhi ila sasa mama wakati umewadia Nifunulie siri na kusita Fadhali nieleweshe Mama, baba ni nani? Mama, baba ni nani? Nataka kumjua kumjua
Enzi zile nikiwa mdogo sikudhani kwamba ningekuuliza
nikiwa nikichelema sikutilia maanani Kama nikiulizwa baba Mama naomba nieleweshe Wala ni yule mwalimu Aliyenifundisha shuleni Baba ni nani mama Baba ni nani
Ningemjua ningemwita mzazi Akajibu mwana
Nataka kumjua
Mama, baba ni nani? Mama, baba ni nani? Nataka kumjua
Mama, where?
Hey,
shaka kumumenya.
Mama, baba ni nani? Mama, baba ni nani? Nataka kumjua. Kakunjua.
African beats.
care for granted. This be the remix, your prayers have been answered. She no be muff muff, she actually lipsticks. Or baba kuwa chain red like district. She go fee make a man come out in wedding ring. She possesses the charm to make me wanna sing. Back to the bar, back to the bar, back to the bar, big bong bong bong. Just because she's dancing go go, no they me say you go fee call her my shower. A remix without me would have been wrong. A shower should have originally been my song.
Baby, Flavor of Nigeria. Right before that, Patricia Medley by Jeneba Kuruma, Lady G of Sierra Leone, and Baba Ni Nani by Manny Martin of Rwanda. And this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Relax, I'll be right back with more music for your satisfaction.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to The Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy, so stay tuned.
Welcome back. The African Beat on The Voice of America. A trip to Ghana right now, Mr. Oduro in Abiba. And Dance With Me by Mr. Menza from Zambia. But right now, let's enjoy Mr. Oduro. Long time no hear this one. Straight from Ghana in Abiba.
Yeah. ti a PNDC law. Yen ya Clinton ne di yako High Court. President Sekoa e to see so. You when you are. Give me some more. The dead that's a tea pampa and it's raw. To start with the Ghana, you win the raw. Defend this or say for any football. Me what did you see? Me pem se for. Vision me naso. Take tall. No pin the commentary. Yep, ye flow. Baba, ye crabba. And ye draw. Auntie, ye braba. Put on, put on. Mr. Biba. Swear hardcore. H, H, H. One pretty
Biba.
Dance With Me, Mr. Menza of Zambia, and right before that, Akabiba by Mr. Oduro of Ghana. This is your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember, we broadcast into your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, from Mondays to Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. I'm David Vandy, and I'll be back. The best music comes from Africa. An African beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bunga Flavor, Afrobeat to Ndombolo and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African Beat of the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, your host, David Vandy. And oh yes, you love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. And let's get on with some music right now. Enyale, Abiba Lakiu of Ethiopia. And right after that, Hitaji by the Blue Three of Uganda. And Bibili Mansa by Abu Umbai and Fafa of the Gambia. But let's enjoy this beautiful piece right now. Enyale, the sound of Abiba Lakiu from Ethiopia.
Second. to sing now. Everybody's got a different picture now, but I won't let them get me down. Leave them on the lies and the things they do. It's not about to make me change my mind again. We've come from so far, and I ain't about to give it all away. Yeah, yeah. Oh, easy thing, but I hold on cause you're with me. Standing on the ground, taking up a brow, singing it, giving on the edge, baby, I'm about to pop, pop, pop. We stand a bigger chance, and I believe we'll make it through the rain. In
so let me make a sweet, let me make a turn strike. When the sun's coming up and I'ma pull the shots. What, I'ma pull the shots. Sun's coming up and I'ma pull the shots.
Of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Black and Mucky Mary, but the way
Billy Mansa, Abu Mbai and Fafa of the Gambia, and right before that, Hitaji, Luthri of Uganda, and Ethiopia's Abiba Lakiu in Enyale. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA. Music from across the continent is coming to you. Angola is going to be our next stop with Tina Duarte in Angola. And right after that, African Raga by Benji Mateke of Cameroon. And Emomper by Aidir and Nadia of Algeria. But right now, Angola by Tina Duarte of Angola.
Voltar. É com o coração partido que vamos viver para a terra longe. Mr. Bobby's gold. Coming out with Mr. Billy Matic. Wanna send a message to all the children around the world. And this is special song to make you respect your mothers, respect your fathers, respect everybody that is here around your lot. You gotta praise him, give him time. Because he to give you every day blessing. Listen to my message right now.
This is how I really wanna show it. sa dónde está. No vi jamais que l'aspect sera toujours.
Ben, il y a des choses entre une fille et son père qui ne se disent pas chez nous. Mais une chose est sûre, c'est que tu m'as toujours dit de respecter les autres et de travailler dur, dur pour aller toujours plus loin, toujours plus loin. Et tu m'as rendue citoyenne du monde.
Parce que Zéram se veut d'être l'homme libre, tu porteras ce nom comme on porte le destin. C'est un peu de moi, même si je ne te le dis pas. Je suis entre tes mains comme l'eau sacrée d'un pays. Citoyenne de ce monde, ta vie sera ma vie.
Et mon père, by Idira Nadia of Algeria, and right before that, African Raga by Benji Mateke of Cameroon, and Angola by Tina Duarte of Angola. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. Well, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again on this very show, right on your airwaves, I am David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now as I say bye-bye with this beautiful but old track, Penny Penny of South Africa in Shakabundu. King Milan of the SLBC, Sierra Leone, this is for you, Shakabundu.